Good evening. I hope everyone is well. Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoach. Anna Bekoach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatir Tzerura. Aleph Bet Gimel, Yud Tav Tzadi. The gematria is 506, the same gematria as Ahavat Hinam, unconditional love. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufrei Shayin Sintet Nun. And two letters that we utilize this month of Kislev, the Samach, which created the constellation Sagittarius, the archer, or the rainbow, and the Gimel, which created the planet Jupiter, the planet Tzedek, the planet of righteousness and justice. And the two letters together are the initials of the phrase Somech Noflim, support the fallen, which is what the Sfira of Binah, the Eternal Mother, who is always supporting her children. The gematria of Samech and Gimel is 63, which is the gematria for the tetragrammaton in the frame of Binah. Na gibor dor sheyehudcha ki Vavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Nun Gimel Dalet is the gematria 57, the Hebrew word zan, which means sustenance, which is a word that represents the fulfillment of lack. Yud Kaf Shin takes back the energy that we've given to the negative side through our mistakes. Barchem tacharem rachamei sidkatcha tamid gamlem betetresh tzadi taf gimel chasim kadosh Berov tuvcha na'el adatach Het kuf bet, tet nunayin. Yachid geyeh lamcha penei zokrei kedushatach Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Kuf. A sequence that we utilize to help speed the spreading of the wisdom of Kabbalah through this, the sixth millennium. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Ta Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Tav. The last four letters, Vav Tzadi Yud Tav, has a gematria of 506, which, as we said in the first verse, it's the gematria of Ahavat Hinam, unconditional love. And the first two letters, Shin Kuf, Gematria 400, representing the four worlds with the 10 spherot within 10 spherot, 10 times 10 for 100, times the four worlds is 400. The verse represents all of the worlds and all of the vessels, the fulfillment of which is unconditional love. And this is why we can utilize the six letters as a sequence to help us manifest by visualization our dreams and hopes and desires in this, the physical world. And the eighth verse we say in a whisper, which is referred to as silently. Tonight we are reading from the Zohar, from the portion of Vayetze. We are reading from section 40. He withdraws not his eyes from the righteous. Starting with verse 364. But before I start, are there any questions? Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidshenu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al divrei Torah. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kunaneh aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kunanehu. Petach Rebbe Yesa v'yamar lo yigra mitzadik enav ve'et malachim l'kiseh v'ashivem l'netzach v'yigbahu tachatze kad haya vaya la shaltin bialma vita vidu mine kiden tzedek yihu shalit bialma hahidiki vlo yecheye rasha umishpat aniim yiten matativ batre lo yigra mitzadik enav, mahu enav, kadi enai Hashem el tzadikim. Rabbi Yessa opens the discussion with the verse. He withdraws not his eyes from the righteous, but with kings on the throne, he establishes them forever, and they are exalted. A verse from Iyov, Job chapter 36. Come and see, when the wicked lose their power and perish from the world, the righteous then rules the world. This is the meaning of the verse. He preserves not the life of the wicked, but gives to the poor their right. That is, the wicked will perish from the world. It is then written, he withdraws not his eyes from the righteous, which is similar to the verse, the eyes of Hashem are towards the righteous. A work from Tehillim, chapter 34. Verse 365. Ve'et malachim lakisei, ileni nun malachim shalitin, dita chadan lakisei, vayishivem lanetzach, deitkaimu beparsaya bekiyuma shalim veyigbahu amai veyigbahu leshaltaa bialma veyitkayem parsaya al samkohi devar acher veyigbahu venad le karsaya vezakfin la leila leit achada beatre kidka yaot ukden kola yehuda achada. The verse, but with kings on the throne, refers to the ruling kings settled upon the throne. He establishes them forever, means that they sit upon their throne firmly, and they are exalted in order to rule the world so that the throne shall be established on its supports. Another explanation for the phrase, "and they are exalted," is that they take the throne, the Nukva, place it up high in the place of Bina, and put it in its proper place. What is the proper place for Malchut? What is the proper name for Hashem? It is not Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, but Yud-Kei Yud-Kei. Malchut wanted to be elevated to Bina. It wanted to be closer to God. That is the cause of the Tzimtzum. The desire to be close to God by Malchut, by us, the vessel, that desire will manifest with the Mashiach through the elevation of Malchut to the level of Bina. That's the understanding of why we have this world and the world to come, which is this world elevated to Bina, eliminating death, eliminating lack, but still a process of running and returning between Chachma and Bina, between the upper worlds, between a physical world that has a true desire, perfected desire, for the fulfillment from Hashem. And the sharing of that fulfillment by revealing the light and giving pleasure to the Creator to reveal the light. That's what these two verses were talking about. Always remember, when we're dealing with the Zohar, we're talking metaphorically. It should never be read on a physical, pashat, simple level. The words do not mean what they say. They're metaphors for spiritual concepts. And we need to understand that as we read it. And it helps us. These words in the Zohar help us to understand the metaphors. They work on our soul by cleansing the veils we put on our own soul. Because the true desire of the soul is to elevate, to be closer to God. And these letters in these words reveal light that burns away these veils that we created. And with help us understand, but more importantly, help us connect to our own intuitive level, to be able to see without physically seeing. Verse 366. Ad dechavo azle chamu chad barnash dechava ate vechad yenuka ime rekev al kitvei amar Rabbi Yitzhak v'day ha-barnash yugda ihu ugin l'kzaka livnei nashaka ate amar Rabbi Yesa niske anan bekadmeta vei. While they were walking, they saw a man with a child riding on his shoulders. Rabbi Yitzhak said, "Surely this man is Jewish and has come to help people attain merit. That is, he is coming to receive charity and allow people to merit the world to come." Rabbi Yessa said, "Let us be the first to merit by him." I refer you to my classes, recordings on the website about tzedakah and how it is different than the tithing. And it's being discussed in this section because tzedakah comes from the same root as the tzaddik, the righteous person. And what does it mean to be a righteous person? It means to do right, to do actions that are consistent with the plan of God, consistent with your own internal desires, which of course are consistent with the plan of God, and actions that cause us to reveal the most light and manifest that light in our lives. What is light? It's fulfillment. It's pleasure. It's happiness. Let us continue in discovering what this man with a child riding on his shoulders represents. Verse 367. Kad nata legabaihu amar Rabbi Yesa ankista ditrima kirto teorcha amar begin de yiskun benena shadeha tiren benin itli viata surana lemata vishtavu vihaitna azil na begin de yiskun veho benena shah zachu bechade veyachavu leile mekal. When he reached them, Rabbi Yessa asked, "Where is your bag of food?" Rabbi Yessa saw that the man carried nothing save the child on his shoulders. He replied, "I have nothing, so that people can achieve merit by giving alms to me. I had two sons, but the army came into town and took them captive. Now I am walking to afford people the opportunity to earn merit by giving ransom money." And they did, by giving him alms and food to eat. Are these physical? Was that a physical man? Were the rabbis walking on the road? Or was that a spiritual entity? You can perceive the Zohar in many different levels because it's written in all of those levels. And it assists you and me by reading it in connecting to all of those levels. Section 41, my offering, the provision of my sacrifices made by fire. Verse 368. Ad hake petachahu yoda v'amar et karbani lachmi v'ishai v'gomer karbana v'kdekucha v'riichu b'kol yoma begin l'mezan alma u'mehav tzipuka l'ela v'tata daha Ita ruta diltata, itar leela uvda, mistap kin kol chad vechad kitka yaot. The Jew then opened the discussion with the verse, my offering, the provision of my sacrifices made by fire. A verse from Bamidbar, from Numbers chapter 28. The daily sacrifice of the Holy One, blessed be He, sustains the world and gives nourishment above and below, because there is stirring below as a result of the daily offering, The pouring of plenty is to be stirred above, and all are adequately sustained. People don't understand what is a sacrifice. By changing ourselves, eliminating the animal aspects of our personality, of our traits, character traits, of our midot, by sacrificing the animal within us, we elevate, we become closer to God. That's what this man is talking about. Now, we do not have a temple that allows us to give sacrifices. But our sages have said that the three prayers a day replace the three sacrifices of the day in the temple. And the study of these sacrifices enhances the sacrifice of our own animal aspects. All of these processes, sacrificing ourselves, studying the sacrifice, doing the actions, all cause the world to correct itself, to come closer to God. And as the world comes closer to God, so we come closer to God. And we do this on all the different levels, not just the physical one, or not just the spiritual one, but on all four phases, all four levels, all four worlds. Et karbani lakmi hadahu diktiv akalti yari indivshi Divshi, shati tiyenim chalavi, laishai hadahu diktiv, achlu reim vegomer, umakucha berichu pakied, laita ramazona laela bagin, laita ramazona la tata mahahu. Mizonaman tadayahev, mizonalakaima nafsha, alachat kama vikama, deku chaberichu barechle, veit arle mizona til ela, veit barach alma begine. My offering, the provision of my sacrifices, corresponds with the verse, I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. Shir HaShirim, chapter 5. Both aspects allude to sustenance. The words made by fire, like eat, O friends, allude to nourishment. The Holy One, blessed be He, provides that nourishment from above to pour down sustenance to the lower world from that nourishment above. How much more blessed is a man who gives food to the poor to sustain his soul? The Holy One, blessed be He, blesses him and showers on him supernal nourishment, and the world is blessed for him. The verse is describing tzedakah. When you become a channel for God to another person, which is what the idea of the person requesting charity is about, he is a channel from God for you to go out of your nature, to go out of your normal patterns of behavior, to change yourself, and thus come closer to God. verse 370. Amar Rabbi Yitzhak v'day raza da kit kachaze v'shapir kamar Amar Rabbi Yesa v'day al da amaro dila yizalzeo bar nash v'shum bar nash achara v'yamar bitre gavne Zakena lechai barnash. Rabbi Yitzhak said, he explained this mystery very well indeed. Rabbi Yessa replied, surely this is why it has been said that a man should refrain from contempt toward anyone, because though at first they thought him boorish and were close to showing him disrespect, I twice attained merit through this man, once when he gave him the food, and once when he listened to the Torah and explanation. Patach v'amar chai kera amar Rabbi Elazar et karbani lach mili shayat karbani raza dikneset Yisrael diktivet et Daika Karbani da ihu karbani karbana Bakishuralit kashra lachmi damazona diate milela vita ruta diltata li ishai lit kalala Shear chelin acharanin deitzteri kuli itzana kol chad v'chad kitka chazei le'reach nichochi da reuta v'kishura deitachada kola v'raza di alma ila'a. The man discoursed on the following verse, as discussed by Rabbi Elazar. My offering, the provisions of my sacrifices made by fire. An offering is the secret of the congregation of Israel, the Nukva. The particle et before my offering refers to the Nukva. My offering, the Hebrew is korbani, is derived from proximity, the Hebrew is kirva, an attachment. It attaches and connects the nukva with their anpin. The provision is the nourishment flowing from above, bestirred from below by the daily offering made by fire. Comes to include the other angels that are nourished here, each according to his rank. For a sweet savor to me is the desire and union caused by the secret of the supernal world, Bina. To sacrifice is a korban, which comes from the root kirva, which represents coming closer, making connection that draws you closer. This is a sacrifice. This is the study of the sacrifice. This is the process. Sacrifice the animal within you, and by so doing, grow closer to God. Then, depending on the types of offering, could be a burnt offering, in which all of the animal is consumed, or it could be a peace offering, a shalem offering, where part of the sacrifice is consumed by the Kohen, and part of the sacrifice is consumed by you. All of these different aspects of sacrifice needs to be studied, and in so doing, we achieve the merit of doing the sacrifice while we lack the temple to do them. Because everything is consciousness. We create the world we're in by consciousness. So just to study the carbon, the sacrifice means we are doing it. Of course, we need the consciousness to know that this is true. Verse 372. Tishmeru lechachriv li b'moado. Man moado bizman de'it ar Avraham. Lemebad reute diktiv yashkem Avraham baboke. Uvzina de'itakha di'itzak. Al gabei midbacha, tehahishata ben ha'arba'im hava, ve'amar Rebbi Yisa, ihake haidikti b'moado, b'moadim b'mae, le'amar lo, hahishata itkelel esha b'maya. Umaya be'esha, ugin kachketi b'moado. You shall observe to offer to me in their due season. Bamidbar, chapter 28. He asks, what is their season? He answers, the time when Abraham awoke to carry out the wishes of the Holy One, blessed be He, as it is written. And Abraham rose early in the morning, Bereshit chapter 22. The time of the morning offering, the time when Yitzhak was bound to the altar, was at sunset, the time for the afternoon daily offering. Rabbi Yisrael asked, why, if there are two seasons, is it written in their season, in the singular, instead of in the plural, seeing as there are two seasons? He replied, at the time of the offering, fire was included within water, and water within fire. The attribute of Abraham, water, was included within the attribute of Yitzhak, fire, and vice versa. It is therefore written, in their season, in the singular, for they became one. Any sacrifice is burned on the altar. That's the fire. That's the judgment. At the same time, the fact that we are sharing the sacrifice with Hashem or with other people is the water, the mercy, the chesed. Every sacrifice includes the two columns, right and left, sharing and receiving. If not, it's not a proper sacrifice. But this is part of the study that we all need to do. If your consciousness in giving the tzedakah does not include both judgment and mercy, sharing and receiving, it's not a proper sacrifice. It doesn't elevate you to become closer to God. This is the process that we need to do. We need to learn and we need to manifest. Verse 373. Tachat se b'kol karbanin. Laketiv kimadiktiv akatishmeru lahakrivli tishmeru raza deshamor dihutarika lekarvalegabe eladiktiv tishmeru lechakriv libimoado bemina usmala. Kimadi itmar be Avraham ve Yitzhak kola beraza ilaha. Come and see. Of no offering is it written. Observe. As it is here in the phrase, shall you observe to offer to me? This has become observe is the secret of keep, the nukva, which needs to be summoned up to Zerunpin, As it is written, shall you observe to offer to me, to offer the nukva in their season by right and left of Zeranpin? These were explained above to be Abraham and Yitzhak. All this is in accordance with the supernal mystery. The mystery is there. The mystery is unclear. But it's not. We do an action below that causes the spiritual flow of beneficence. It removes the blockages that stop that flow of beneficence from reaching us. That's what this verse is referring to. Amar Rebbe Yesa Ilmale La Yatena Haka Ela Lemishma Milin Ilein Da Yisaka Inun Yisrael Di Alma Deinu Valma Di Ate Alda Iti Vi Amech Kulam Tzadikim Leolam Yeshua Retz Netze Mata'a Ma'ase Yadai Lehitpa'er. Rabbi Yesa said, had I come only to hear these words, it was worth my while. Happy are the children of Israel in this world and in the world to come. Of this the scripture says, your people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. They shall be the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. A verse from Isaiah chapter 60. It's the end of the section discussing tzedakah and the sacrifices. But it's also connecting the concept of righteousness to the land. How can a land do right? How can a land be right? A land represents manifestation. It represents malchut. The people who live on the land need to be right for that land. There needs to be affinity between their souls, their bodies, and the land itself. This is a very deep secret that is constantly being studied and revealed again. Section 42, titled The Images. Verse 375. The Lavan halach v'igzoz etzo no v'gomer. Amar Rabbi Yose aman tirafin ela ayin zayin havo v'yamai ikre tirafin Lignai hava Kimaditaninan Vimrachom tatoref Umnalanda Ayan zayin havo Diktiv lamaga navta Et Elohai uktiv Ima sher timsa Et Elohecha Vigomer Vilavan harasha de kol harashin de alma ava uchai hava yada bekol man devae leminda. And Lavan went to shear his sheep. Bereshit chapter 31. Rabbi Yossi asked, what are the images? He replied, They were pertained to idolatry. They were called teraphim in offensive language, after the place of the toref, a woman's sex area. How do we know they pertain to idolatry? From the verses, "Yet why have you stolen my Elohim? And anyone with whom you find your Elohim." Lavan was the greatest sorcerer in the world, and by means of the images, he knew whatever he needed to know. I may speak long and not really finish this section tonight, because I think it's important to understand the whole idea of idols, images, psychic knowledge, all of the different amazing revelations that occur in our world and have been occurring in our world for generations, for thousands of years. There are some people who are born with the gift of being psychic. There are some people who are born without that gift, but who struggle through their life processes to come and understand that. And there are some people, no matter what they do, will not be able to attain a manifestation of psychic ability. What are these different gifts and what are their meanings? We live in a physical world, but our soul lives in the upper three worlds as well, at the same time. And in these upper three worlds, they are worlds just like ours. Not quite just like ours, but like ours. There are entities, there are people, there are souls that inhabit worlds. And these entities sometimes communicate to people on Earth. Sometimes they do so because they want the energy that in Eastern meditations is called chi, and in our Jewish background is called nefesh. They want life force energy. Life force energy is a commodity that is traded from one spiritual world to the next, from one spiritual entity to the next. What is the exchange? What is nefesh exchanged for? Information. When someone is born psychic, they have the ability, they have the connection to an entity or a group of entities. They may be on the positive side, they may be on the negative side, they may be on both. It's all a question of whether the person is a psychic, is a rasha, is an evil person, or a tzaddik. All of these different worlds, all of these different approaches, they live off nefesh energy, life force energy. We need life force energy, so do they. Some will try and steal it. Some will try and rob it. Some will try and trick someone out of it. And some of these entities will treat you fairly and exchange energy fairly. They will exchange information for life force energy. in our world, we have unlimited life force energy. We came from the endless world. Why do we die? Because our life force energy is depleted. But that's only an illusion. It's never depleted. It's just veiled. But in these levels of conversation of spiritual laws, there's truly an exchange of life force energy. The consciousness of the person transforms into the consciousness of the entity and is absorbed in it, within it. When one meditates, one transports out of the physical world with one's life force energy called a soul. And if one is not careful, that life force energy will be stolen, will be tricked away, will be exchanged away. This is why one needs a teacher to learn meditation. A teacher who has been experienced in all of these areas and can give you advice when you bring back a description. On the same level and the same subject, all of the descriptions is talking about your higher self communicating to your lower self, which is what is a dream. It gets confusing. But it's important to understand it. And that is the section of Vayetse when we talk about the different types of rods, the different types of ways of animals being born spotted and animals being born with streaks and animals being born with dots. This is talking about the DNA, the life force, the pattern of the creation within this world, and changing it at its source, at its DNA level. We need to understand how the world works and the universes work so we don't get taken advantage of. Verse 376. What verse 375 was talking about was Laban utilized idols, which they were referred to as images. He utilized items in order to connect and ask questions of spiritual energy, entities. And when asking these questions, he received information. And this whole section is going to describe what he was doing and why is it wrong. Laban means white. If he was truly white, it meant he was being a tzaddik. But we know he was not. He was a negative man. He was a rasha. So what is all of this about? Why did he use these idols? Why did he follow the negative side? Because they gave him energy. They gave him information, and they didn't tell him that they were taking his life force energy at the same time. Jacob was receiving life force energy. He was a tzaddik. God was watching him. God was helping him. So he was getting the beneficence of God. Laban had lost it. He no longer merited to receive the beneficence until Jacob came to his home, till Jacob married his daughters, at which point in Jacob's merit, Laban received all of this wealth, which he continually cheated. 10 different times he changed the wages of Jacob, which is a form of cheating. all in order to keep Jacob close to him, because he knew, as did Jacob, that he was receiving all this good beneficence only because Jacob was with him. We're getting some insights from the Zohar about all of this. Verse 376. Amar Rabbi Chiya b'kesem itaved, Rabbi Yose Omer b'nachash, Amar Rabbi Yehuda la itavidu, Ela b'shata b'shate, Yediyan v'yamai, Ikre derafim, Begin devache, Chai shata v'chai shata, Arpe yeda kema diat amer ravata, Cherech yadecha. Rabbi Chiya said that the images were created through magic. Rabbi Yossi said that it was by means of divination. Rabbi Yehuda said they are made only at certain times. They are called teraphim because one must know when to shape them and when to wait, as it is written. Stay, the Hebrew word is herath, the shoresh for teraphim. Stay now your hand is a verse from Shmuel Bet, chapter 24. Because one has to relax one's hand at certain hours, they are called teraphim. Different modes of magic, different modes and tools in order to connect to the spiritual levels. We discussed that just briefly to understand there are different techniques in reaching and communicating with these spiritual entities. The teraphim is just one method, and Levon utilized that method. O mana ka David lehahu Diyada grige v'shate kaim ale v'yamar hashta arpe v'hashta aved v'lach ishkach avita de'itz terich da'ir pun mina elachai v'ihu maleil tadir v'yache v'etin Bishin liavrasha, v'navshe yedivar nash. When the craftsman makes it, a man who knows the moments and hours, who knows when to strike and when to stay, stands by him, telling him when to act and when to rest. There is no other action that needs holding off at a certain hour as that of the images. The image constantly speaks and gives advice on how to harm a man's soul. Of course, it covers up that advice in information that the person wants. So it tricks the person and fools the person. Do this action and you'll get wonderful richness. Of course, you lose your life force. So what does it merit you? V'rachel d'cheilat begin d'chavita liv'av ashale le'yakov uvgin b'ziona d'ayin zayin sha've'elon t'chota ad d'cha d'la yakel l'malala d'cha kadihu mit'takan l'malala Mekabedin Lemar Bitzin Kame Behashta Makati Veteshev Alehem de Karvenukva Havo Ufulchanim Sagin Kavdin Adlam Yaakov Lavan, Tilat Yomim Dilayada, Tiarak Yaakov, Dikti Veyugad, Lilavan, Yom Hashlishi, Kibarach Yaakov. Rachel feared lest the images would give counsel on how to harm Yaakov. She placed them under her to show disrespect to the idolatry, so that they would not be able to speak. For when one prepares them to talk, he sweeps and cleans before them to show them respect. But now it is written, and she sat upon them, Bereshit chapter 31, because she shamed them into not talking. The images were male and female, with much prayer was needed to encourage them to speak. Because the images were not in his possession, Lavan was held for 3 days, as he did not know Yaakov had fled. As it is written, and it was told Lavan on the third day that Yaakov had fled. Yamara bi Yehuda, Zamingar me bitrain, Milinas radaraz, Bekocha rashin, Dechavale, Beizdaraz bezainin, Begin leovada, Le min alma, Diktiva rami, Oveda vi kevan dechama, Kud shabarichu, Diva'a leovada, Ve'yakov makativ hishamer, Lecha pendedaber im Yaakov mitov, Adra v'chayinu diktiv yesh le'el yadi le'asot imachem ra v'me'id rechitz v'charashim da'avo bidei. Rabbi Yehuda said that he prepared himself in 2 ways, by gathering together all the magic he had and all the weapons he had in order to destroy Yaakov, as it is written, an Aramean was going to destroy my father. Devarim, chapter 26, it's also the blessing of the first fruits from that book. It's also written in the Passover Haggadah. When the Holy One, blessed be He, saw that He wanted to destroy Yaakov, it is written, take heed that you speak not to Yaakov, either good or bad. This is because it is in the power of my hand to hurt you. Bereshit, chapter 31. He asked, what made him so sure of himself? He answers, he trusted the magic means he had. Verse 380, I'm going to skip now the Aramaic and just finish the section, which is a few more verses. Come and behold, Lavan covered in 1 day the same distance that Yaakov needed 7 days to walk. He did this to destroy Yaakov, first because Yaakov fled, and second because of the images which were stolen from him. And although Rachel did this to wean her father from idolatry, she was punished in spite of her good intentions, by not bringing up Binyamin or spending even a single hour in this world with him, due to her father's sorrow. What an interesting explanation by the Zohar about honoring your father and mother. How many of us truly live up to it? Verse 381, Rabbi Yitzhak said, all the reproof of Yaakov administered to Lavan caused him to repent and acknowledge the Holy One. Blessed be He, as it is written, see, Elohim is witness between me and you. Thus mentioning the name of Elohim, yet come and behold, it is written, the Elohim of Abraham and the Elohim of Nahor judge between us. Because he returned to his evil ways, saying, the Elohim of Abraham, who is holy, and then mentioning the Elohim of Nahor, who is idolatrous. And Yaakov swore by the fear of his father Yaakov, fear of his father Yitzhak. He asked, why did Yitzhak swear by the fear of Yitzhak and not by the Elohim of Abraham? He answers, because he did not want to lean heavily on the right, Abraham, and draw it to Lavan. He therefore did not swear by the Elohim of Abraham, the secret of the right. Moreover, a man should not swear by a lofty place at all times, even though he is telling the truth. We don't have time to truly go into that verse, but it's a very important verse. Rabbi Yossi said, assuredly, Yaakov swore to further emphasize his oath. Namely, he meant to strengthen his oath by mentioning the fear of his father Yitzhak. This ought to be so. Yaakov also studied it carefully and said, Lavan already mentioned the Elohim of Abraham, but not my father Yitzhak. I shall complete it. Immediately, Yaakov swore by the fear of his father Yitzhak. Another explanation is that he meant to be included within judgment, to be able to be firm against Lavan. There is one more section in this Zohar, but we don't have time to read it. Well, let's try just to read the English. And Yaakov went on his way, and the angels of Elohim met him. The section is the angels of Elohim met him. Rabbi Abba began with the verse, male and female, he created them. How much it behooves us to look into the words of the Torah, the secret of Zeranpin, the central column. Woe to all the hard-hearted and blindfolded who cleave to the left column, blocked from Hachma, which is eyes, and from Bina, called heart. For the Torah, which is of the central column, calls to them, come, eat of my bread, which is drawn from the right column of the Torah, and drink of the wine which I have mingled, which is drawn from the left column of the Torah. Whoever is simple, whoever clings to the left, let him turn in here. As for him that lacks understanding, she says to him, but there is no one to pay attention to her. Verse 385. I'm sorry, we don't have time. Does anybody have any questions before I wish you Shabbat Shalom? Shabbat Shalom. Have a beautiful Sabbath. And enjoy the month of Kislev, the month of miracles, the month of the holiday of Hanukkah. Next Tuesday at 7:45 LA time, we will be speaking about the holiday of Hanukkah. And on Wednesday at 10 p.m., we will have an intermediate class speaking about the Sphira of Bina. And also next Thursday at 10 p.m., we will be speaking on the Zohar portion of the week. Shabbat Shalom.